Now we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Education is our topic today, and we're talking with Riley County and Blue Valley School Districts. Brady Burton is the superintendent at USD 384 Blue Valley Schools, Cliff Williams, USD 378 Riley County, and John Cox is the incoming superintendent at USD 384 Blue Valley. And I'm going to talk here a little bit over in Riley County Schools with Cliff. And I know we've talked in the past here about the graduation, and I know you have a date set. Sounds like that's going to be taking place later this summer.
That is correct, Brandon. Our high school graduation will occur Sunday, July 19th at 3 p.m. Us, like Blue Valley, we're going to try to have a traditional ceremony, and hopefully we get to. If not, we're going to have some kind of hybrid, but we say rain, sleet, or shine. July 19th at 3 p.m. will be our date. Our eighth grade promotion, they are working on something there, but a casualty of the COVID process has been all their certificates have been delayed because the company shut down. And so it's something we normally order mid-spring, and they're always here, you know, by the end of March, but they're not here yet, so we're still waiting on that. I do want to congratulate four ladies that will be leaving us for retirement. Debbie Ruggles, that worked at our child care center. Jana McKinley, our kindergarten teacher. Peggy Krumel, a second grade teacher. And Donna McDougall, our fifth grade teacher. Four amazing people, wonderful educators. They will be greatly missed. But we wish them best of luck as they turn a new chapter and enter retirement, much like Brady. So I know they've got a lot of ideas planned with family and touring and those types of things. And so we just wanted to say one last time, congratulations. You will be missed. And if you do come over to the Riley County campus, there's a lot going on at both buildings with our bond work. The crew is there now, and they're going full tilt. And so it's going to be fun to watch a lot of the different things be changed and updated. And we look forward to having some type of tour in August when we have our back-to-school night, and we'll be excited to show everybody the progress they've made.
How has that gone? Has that been a little bit smoother with less people there, or has it been more just kind of the same?
Actually, they've been willing to get ahead. There was still quite a bit of design that had to be done. But right now, we're ahead of schedule, and that's always a good thing, considering we've had all this rain. But they'll actually keep on pace, and we're hoping in August that you're going to see the two shells that will be enclosed, and that will be one for our five new classrooms, as well as our new gymnasium.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. Lots of good stuff as far as the bond construction. And that's kind of a long project. And something that was passed, well, last election, correct?
Correct. And it'll be about a two-year process. And we're very excited with the team that the district was able to hire. They've been wonderful to work with, BHS Construction, as well as Anderson Knight Architecture. Great people, easy to listen to, always willing to answer the questions that we have, you know, as we don't speak all that language, but they've done a great job for us. We've got some awesome bids, so we're hoping that we'll have some leftover in there that we can continue to fix a lot of things that are on our list.
All right. Well, talking about this summer, I know traditionally schools will do some activities during the summer and even meal programs. Are your two schools doing anything? Cliff, you can start first.
Yeah, we're starting with, you know, I'll start with driver's ed. That's been a big question. You know, we always have about 55 to 60 kids. That's an exciting time in their life. Right now, we're continuing that. It'll be a Zoom-based environment for the classroom work. And then with this new release, we're hoping that we can move forward with the driving part. We have chosen not to serve meals at this time. We traditionally don't even qualify for that because we don't have enough kids on free and reduced lunch. But I know we served close to 22,000 meals in bags over these last couple months, and I really want to commend our food service team for that.
Brandon, as far as Blue Valley, far as food service, we're the same as Riley County. Our last day of serving meals was our last day of school, which was May 19th. And traditionally, we have not either served summer meals. We also have not qualified due to our free and reduced, so we are not serving meals over the summer either. We also have driver's ed going on. And as far as our activities program, you know, the Activity Association, I think as of June 1, is allowing people to start programs again. I think we are beginning to do that here starting June 1 on a limited basis of number of kids coming in, kids in the weight room, and that type of thing. So things will start gearing back up a little bit. I think traditionally there's summer leagues and so on going on. I think that's been stifled due to the COVID-19, although I think some of our kids play in a Clay Center League, and I heard they're planning on starting that back up, I think, June 29th. So I'm not sure if some of the leagues around the summer and some of those type of things going on.
All right, very well. John, did you want to add anything here before we take our next break?
Well, I just wanted to thank both Cliff and Brady for allowing me to share the time and introduce myself. I'm looking forward to getting started and getting involved in the community.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to having you on the show more often, and we'll look forward to that here in a couple months.
All right. Looking forward to it.
All right. Hey, we're going to come back, and Brady and Cliff going to stick around with us here. We're going to do a little salute here. I've got some audio to play you here in the next segment, and we'll take some phone calls if anyone has anything they want to say to Brady as he send him off, hopefully positive. Give us a call here, 785-537-1350. Stay tuned.